This is RN's Health Report, and I'm Norman Swan. Could ultrasound waves facilitate the treatment of Alzheimer's disease? That's been the tantalising prospect of research at the Queensland Brain Institute, where they've made significant discoveries in animal models of dementia and are getting close to testing this in humans. Jürgen Goetz is director of the Clem Jones Centre for Ageing Dementia Research at QBI.
What we have shown is that ultrasound can be used in combination with intravenously injected microbubbles. And what's then happening when we inject the microbubbles into mice with Alzheimer's disease, the ultrasound interacts with the microbubbles which circulate in the...
Is this air bubbles? What kind of bubbles are they?
These microbubbles are filled with an inert gas and they have either a lipid or a polymer shell. When they circulate and they have a diameter which is similar to that of blood capillaries.
So blood capillaries are the tiny, tiny little vessels that come off arteries and supply the tissue.
The ultrasound then interacts with the microbubbles and the microbubbles oscillate, which means they expand and they contract. And this oscillation exerts a pressure onto the blood vessels and they transiently open, which means that it's possible to deliver a therapeutic agent which is also injected into the bloodstream.
The brain is a protected area from the rest of the body. The body has evolved knowing the brain is really important and it doesn't allow everything in and there's a barrier there. And so you can take drugs and they just don't get into the brain and they certainly don't get to where you want them to get in the brain. It's quite hard to do that.
And this is actually a challenge when you think of any antibody therapy which is currently being developed for Alzheimer's disease. A real problem is that only 0.1% of the antibodies actually make it into the brain, and also 98% of all drugs which have been developed for brain diseases never make it into the brain. And so ultrasound offers a unique possibility to allow an access of these drugs into the brain.
But you've also been looking at it to see if it can actually shake the brain up a bit with dementia anyway.
What ultrasound does, it's not breaking up, let's say, plaques or tangles in the brain, but actually what's happening is when we combine ultrasound with microbubbles, the blood-brain barrier opens transiently, allowing unidentified blood-borne factors to enter the brain, and then elicits mechanisms in the brain which allow toxic amyloid, which aggregates in Alzheimer's brains, to be removed and to restore memory functions fully. But we can also use ultrasound in combination with microbubbles as a delivery tool for therapeutic agents. So what we have shown since that it's possible to deliver an anti-tau antibody into the brain.
And we should explain here, tau is the other form of, if you like, chemical gunk that's supposedly gumming up the brain.
Exactly.
And people think that tau might be the key thing, that amyloid is just a side event and tau is the thing you've got to go for.
Absolutely. And the challenge really is, and I think that's the great thing about ultrasound, that we have shown that a therapeutic agent such as an anti-tau antibody by means of ultrasound is not only effectively deposited into the brain, but in fact that it can even go into the neurons where all the tau damage occurs.
Are you risking causing a stroke with these microbubbles?
No. The good thing is that there's a lot of evidence from animal work, which goes from mice to rabbits and even to macaques, so non-human primates, that there's even more evidence from human trials. And in fact, there's a trial which has been conducted in France where patients with glioma have been treated with ultrasound. And what they did is...
So this is brain cancer, basically.
Yeah. What they did is they created a burr hole and inserted a transducer between the skull and the brain. Basically, what this group in France has shown is that ultrasound, when applied with this invasive approach, in glioma patients is safe, even when the ultrasound travels through areas in the brain which have a role in movement, for example, or in language. So when they interrogated the patients, they were perfectly fine. And this treatment also did not elicit any seizures.
But and did it get drug into the glioma more effectively?
Yes.
So where are you at with dementia?
We have made a lot of progress. We have, in the meantime, we have also moved into sheep. And the reason
why we have thicker skulls.
Exactly. That's the point. We have a skull which is in thickness similar to a human skull. And also the brain of a sheep is much larger than a mouse brain. So this is then closer to a human situation. And we have been using a lot of simulation and testbed studies, but have also been actually treating sheep with ultrasound, and we have been able to show that with our approach, we are able to safely open the blood-brain barrier in sheep and actually to predict where we are opening the blood-brain barrier.
So you're ready to try it out in humans?
Exactly. So what we have done since is we have moved from a single transducer element to a bespoke probe. We have established a workflow where we use CT.
So you find out where in the head it is and you put a net on the head with multiple ultrasound probes.
We have a bespoke probe. So I don't want to say too much at this point, but we have, in collaboration with an engineering company with expertise in developing type 3D medical devices, we have been developing a bespoke probe, and we have established a workflow in sheep, which is now allowing us to repeatedly treat sheep and show that this is safe. And so we are getting all the preclinical data sets ready for submission to human ethics.
Let's try it out in humans.
So we are getting ready for a first-in-human trial, but I should say that the patient recruitment is not done by QBI, it's not done by the University of Queensland, but we have engaged a clinical research organization, and so they will be dealing with that.
Jürgen, thank you. Good luck with it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks, Norm. It was good to talk to you.
Jürgen Goetz is director of the Clem Jones Centre for Aging Dementia Research at the Queensland Brain Institute.